Now, tomorrow night, going to be hosting a special debate and phone-in here on BBC Surrey between 7 and 8.30 as part of the County Council's official consultation about cycling in Surrey, whether it's the impact of the major events like the Ride 100 or the number of cyclists on the roads. We really want to hear what you think. Councillor Helen Clack is in charge of community services at Surrey County Council. She's one of the panellists tomorrow night and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, lots to talk about, and there are many sides of the argument. I want to play you Colin Sanford from the British Horse Society, who we spoke to earlier, and this is what he had to say.
Our concern is about very large number of cyclists moving very fast on very narrow country roads. The Surrey County Council strategy document talks about developing cycling like Holland. Well, I mean, to compare Surrey's narrow roads with Holland's is clearly absurd. And as horse riders, we see ourselves, well, we are possibly the most vulnerable people on the roads, because horses have a mind of their own and are very, very easily frightened. And what concerns us is the large number of cyclists moving very fast, not individual cyclists out to enjoy themselves or getting from one place to another.
So, Helen, what do you make of what Colin had to say?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I've spoken to other horse riders and they have the similar concerns as well. And it's what this cycling strategy is really all about. It's trying to get in as much feedback as possible about what's happening on our roads with this new cycling sort of phenomenon, really, with so many people wanting to take up cycling, not just here in Surrey, but across the country. And we need to be able to manage that balance on the roads. So, you know, the more feedback that we get, the more we can be informed and the more we can manage these events. We have to know about the events, and you know, we would encourage people organising events like a large cycling participation on the road to let us know, and particularly to inform the police so that we can let other people know and perhaps, you know, give advice about how that might actually work.
Right, how concerned are you about the relationship between cyclists and businesses and also residents, and how could it be improved?
Well, you know, a lot of our residents and businesses are cyclists too. So we're not going to try and, you know, put some kind of label on cyclists. They are part of our community as well. Like anybody else that uses our roads, we have to learn, you know, a bit of good manners and how we relate to other road users. So, you know, whether you're a horse rider or a tractor driver or a lorry driver or a car driver, you know, the road is there to be shared and no one has supremacy over it.
You mentioned the number of cycling events happening. People don't actually have to necessarily inform anyone at the moment, do they? But what have you done to look at maybe register them in the future, and so that locals really know what's going on?
Well, I think that's a lot of, we're getting a lot of feedback about that. You're right. The regulations say that if you, unless you're actually having a race or a time trial, you don't necessarily have to inform anyone that you're going to have a sort of a mass participation of cycling on the road. And that's something that we'd like to really persuade organisers to get in touch with the police, with us, to sort of see whether there's anything else going on that day, you know, so that we can manage it better. And we're also talking to government about this because, obviously, you know, it's a new phenomenon, this kind of cycling, the amount. I mean, cycling's been going on in Surrey for 100 years, but this kind of enthusiasm for it means that we need to manage it better.
Well,
you know, that's really important.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night because I think we're going to hear some really interesting angles, and hopefully, I don't know, we'll actually particularly come up with some actual results, but to get the views aired. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Thank
Helen.
You. I look forward to it as well.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on the radio. And if you are coming along or you'd like to maybe get your tuppence worth in, it's still not too late to actually email me, canon@bbc.co.uk. It is actually a ticket-only event, into me saying that, so I think all tickets have been allocated, but your opinion is very much welcome. So just drop me an email, canon@bbc.co.uk.